Imagine that. No, we were looking at the Lord and how these different characteristics are seen in the Lord. And I just want to give us two passages of scripture that where we see these disciplines in the life of the Lord. If you look, you see them. And the first one is in Isaiah chapter 50. In Isaiah chapter 50, where the Lord is presented as the servant, but also you could see the concept of steward, and you can also see the whole concept of disciple. Because the word, it says in verse 4, and we just underline this, four times it says Lord God. That's Adonai Elohim. It's not Jehovah, but it's Adonai Elohim. Four times it's mentioned. Adonai as the master, the one who's in charge, the one who's in control, the one who I'm submitted to. So this is the Lord speaking, and he's speaking to Adonai Elohim. And he says, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. The word learned is the root is where we get the word disciple from. So he's talking about the learned, one who's sitting at the feet of someone else, one who's learning from them, one who's spending so much time with them that the characteristics of the teacher is rubbing off on the pupil. That's the whole idea of a learner, of a disciple. And so he says, you've given me the tongue of a learner. And I think this is interesting that it starts, this description starts with the tongue. Because one of the hardest things to tame, James tells us, is our tongue. One of the hardest things to, when you're teaching someone, is they want to say, just be quiet and learn. Why do you think the Lord says so many times, be still? Just be still, know that I'm God. Stand still, be still, sit still, just be still. So he said, he begins with the tongue, and he says, he's given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak. So he begins with his tongue, he begins with his mouth, the word in season, to him who's weary. He awakens me morning by morning, he awakens my ear. So now there's instruction. So now the discipline of being in the Word of God is seeing in the Lord, in the life of the Lord, we see this now that his ears are open so that he can be instructed by what God would have for him. So his mouth and his ears. Then he says to hear as a learner, to hear as a disciple. Okay. Then he says it again, the Lord God, Adonai Elohim, the one who is in control, my master, the one who I'm submitted to, and the very one who's the creator. He says, has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. And then he says, the back is involved. The back is to give your back. Now here it's referring to the Lord Jesus, and I'll just make a minor application here. For us, it would be to give our back, the place of strength. You know, you carry stuff on your back. And it's a place of strength. So to give your strength over to another. And this is what the Lord Jesus did in submission. He gave his back, it says, to those who struck him. My cheeks. Now the face is involved. And so we want to just see all of this. And this goes into the suffering of the Lord. But all of this is the characteristic of that one. And we see these disciplines. Now when it comes to worship, the second passage of scripture that I point us to without turning to it, but would be Psalm 40, where the Lord Jesus is seen as the burnt offering. And he is seen as that one whose life was worship to God. His entire life was worship to God. And he says, you don't want sacrifice and burnt offerings, but what you want me. That's what you want. You want me. And this is what the Lord is looking for in us. So I give us those two passages of scriptures to kind of develop on our own, but just to think about. They both speak of the Lord Jesus Christ. They both remind us that these disciplines that we're talking about were seen, as Mark's already outlined for us, they were seen in the life of the Lord Jesus. And the very first one we're going to look at on Tuesday, the scriptures, they speak of me. Well, here's two scriptures that speak of him.
most of us are familiar with Romans 12, right? Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your intelligent service. That is the key of this idea of total living life as a total expression of worship to God. You've considered all of his mercies. You've considered all his mercies. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. What of his mercies? You can't begin to enumerate all of them, but if you start to meditate on them and you realize all of that they are and as they've impacted your own life, living life in a response to that is this idea of a life completely dedicated to responding to who God is. And that's really the key of worship. I'm living responsively in humility, bowing under his sovereignty, not resistant, with the attitude of meekness. That's not weakness. It's the attitude of quiet strength, because I'm living and dealing with before the face of the living God. First John tells us we walk in the light where he is. He is in the light. And so that's this attitude of worship that becomes this fifth discipline that we're going to look at this week. So I hope that whets your appetite. I hope you come on Tuesday with like real gung-ho zeal to find out how to get the most out of scripture. Because I know it's a struggle. It's a struggle. Sometimes you read and nothing happens. We hope with the Lord's help to give some help in that area so that you can gain and become a lifelong student of the scriptures. Another illustration from the whole martial arts paradigm that I talked about earlier. In a dojo, in a gym, a person might go through the particular skills connected with that particular style, but then also there are different implements that might be there. There might be the sword. There might be the rod. There might be the stars, whatever it is. There might be the nunchucks. But before the person puts his hand to use them, he must become accomplished with them. And so when we talk about prayer and the scriptures, it's becoming skilled, having the ability to understand what these things are, practicing them, and so they become nature to us, and we are pursuing this discipline. Remember, what's the goal? What's the goal? That the student, that the disciple might be as the master. That's our goal. That our lives might really be a reflection of the life of Christ while he has left us here. Let's close in a word of prayer.